Hi, everybody, and welcome to Nom Watch Review, part of the Nom Talk Network. On this show, we review the latest film drop or a throwback celebrating a milestone while eating and drinking our favorite movie snacks and drinks. And we have an announcement. We have merch. You can find our shop on Twitch in the About section or get the link by typing merch in the chat. No, subscribers to our Twitch channel can get discounts, so be sure to hit subscribe. I am Jennifer, your host tonight, and right now I am enjoying water because Friday nights we like to go out and have Mexican food, so I am full of carne asada fries, which probably not the most Mexican food in the planet, but it sounded good, right? We got a storm coming, so had to fill up. And we couldn't find any Bartles and James, which I felt was perfectly 80s appropriate, so I found the modern equivalent, which is store brand White Claw. So I felt that was as close as I could get. And let me introduce my guests for tonight. So I've got Julie and Mikey, and joining us for the first time, we've got Rachel. So what are you guys snacking on? Julie, let's start with you.
Right, so jumping right into the theme with some themes in this movie. There was, you'll remember this iconic scene where Janet was eating some cottage cheese with peaches that had a worm in them. So I decided to have some cottage cheese on toast with some gummy worms. I don't know if that's going to be good. I might actually eat the gummy worms separate, but just for aesthetic reasons. And actually, I haven't had cottage cheese since I was a kid. So this is going to be a totally new experience for me. Maybe I might like it now. I don't know. There's apparently a whole TikTok trend with like people trying like cottage cheese that they didn't like it as a kid and now they like it as an adult. So anyway, and then just drinking water because hydration.
Oh yes, hydration is very important. My mom ate cottage cheese a lot when I was growing up, so I always ate it, and I still enjoy it once in a while, until I don't. That's just how it goes. So it did give me flashbacks when she brought that bowl out. I knew instantly what was in there immediately. So,
Yeah, definitely.
yeah. Rachel, how about you? What are you eating and drinking tonight, if anything?
So I'm having a non-alcoholic beer because that's a thing apparently now. I really do enjoy the taste of beer, but I'm not drinking alcohol right now. So that's a compromise, I guess. And then I'm snacking on some Valentine chocolate that I actually got from Julie for
Perfect,
Valentine's
perfect.
Day. She was my date to go see the movie.
That's right.
Oh, that's perfect. A little Galentine's action. I love it. I love it. And how about you, Mikey?
I've got a sparkling peach flavored water, and I was eating some pineapples earlier, but I finished it, so I'm just drinking right now. So,
Awesome.
yeah.
Well, I also, before we get started, I do want to mention we are back to fundraising for the Trevor Project. So our goal is $200 for LGBT plus History Month, and we are 32% into our goal. So let's show some support and love by donating if you can. So now on to the show. As we have mentioned, we are talking about Lisa Frankenstein. So we said it was a perfect Galentine's movie. It really is about girl power. Haha, if you have seen it, if you've heard. Now, I listen to a podcast, a scripted horror podcast, and I swear if I heard that commercial one more time, I was going to boycott the movie, but I'm really glad I didn't. So let's talk about our expectations leading into the film. I try to go in with no expectations so I can never be disappointed. Seems to serve me well. Mikey, what were your expectations when you first heard about this movie and going into seeing it?
When I first heard about this, I was just, I mean, I know Catherine Newton is very funny. She's good in a lot of the things that she's been in. So I was just expecting a good comedy, 80s based. I'm a big fan of like 80s horror comedies or just comedies in general. So that's basically all I was looking forward to. I mean, I knew it was also like a romantic comedy, so I was thinking maybe like Warm Bodies or something like that, or one of those 80s like movies. So yeah, that's what I was expecting, and I was more than surprised at how good it was. I thought I had like kind of lower expectations, and this, and throughout the whole movie, I was just like, wow, this is really good. This is better than I thought it would be. So by the end of the movie, it was kind of like, wow, it's like one of those times when you watch a movie and you have low expectation and you're like, huh, That actually more than exceeded my expectations. So it was great. Yeah.
Awesome. And Rachel, what about you?
Very much the same. As you said, I try to not go in with expectations, but I'd say that is not always, it doesn't always happen. I do go into movies kind of wanting something. And in this case, I just wanted something fun, something that I was gonna laugh at, maybe something that would make me go like, oh, and it hit all those things. I'm not a big fan of like horror, but kind of campy horror is kind of okay, and that's kind of what it gives you. And of course, Cole Sprouse is not too bad on the eyes, even as a zombie guy, Frankenstein guy, you know?
Absolutely. Julie, how about for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when this movie first caught my eye, I think I maybe saw the trailer on like Instagram or something, and I was like, okay, Diablo Cody, who like I haven't seen anything from in a while, but like I'm a fan of hers, you know? And then Zelda Williams is directing it, who is Robin Williams's daughter. I was like, this has got to be pretty good, you know? But yeah, I didn't have like super high expectations. I just thought like this looks like fun, you know? This looks like a fun movie, and that's really all I wanted out of it, and I got more than that out of it. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, no expectations. I was pretty down on Monday when I saw it because I'm a big 49ers fan. So coming off that horrible
No.
Super Bowl, well, it wasn't a horrible Super Bowl. Fun game, sad loss. So I had Disneyland reservations for the parade just in case, canceled those, made a reservation
Oh,
to see
no.
this movie and Argylle. Needless to say,
Nice.
I enjoyed this a lot more. And yeah, I had fun with it. And to that, we're going to move on to our popcorn bucket rating, which I gave this a 4 because it was fun. And I laughed. I enjoyed it. There were some references that, I'll be honest, no one else in the theater got because I think I might have been the oldest one in there. But it was just a fun, yeah, when she said, "Damn it, Janet." I was like, I laughed so hard and no one else laughed. And I was like,
Yes.
so just really great humor. I grew up in the 80s, so there was a lot of stuff that I really was like, oh, I had that hairspray. I had that phone. Really cool stuff like that. Just an enjoyable, fun movie that let me hang up my brain for an hour and 45 minutes and enjoy a good, fun, colorful, silly romp. Julie, how many popcorn buckets?
I gave it 4 out of 5 as well. No way. And yeah, just because it really is a lot of fun. It had a lot of heart to it, like, and I loved a lot of the stylistic choices as well. Like, yeah, there was a ton of like references to 80s movies. Rachel and I totally got the damn it, Janet thing. I was like, did you use a reference to Rocky Horror Picture Show? And she was like, it has to be. So I was like, yeah. And then yeah, like just a good solid like film. Like you said, you turn your brain off, you just enjoy it. It was everything I wanted it to be as well. So
Mikey, your rating?
I also gave it a 4. It was very stylish. I loved the main cast, and supporting cast was actually really good too. Surprised how good they were. I liked just the look of it. I mean, and just everything about it, like it just made you feel good, you know, just like especially when you feel like you grew up around that time. Like you remember some of the things from that happened from back then. So yeah, I thought 4 was a fair rating for it.
All right, Rachel, how many popcorn buckets for you?
Going with the trend, it's 4 out of 5.
Awesome.
It was definitely, as I said before, what I wanted from it. It made me feel happy when I was leaving the theater. That's kind of what you want, is unless you're seeing something kind of dark and depressing, you want to walk out of the theater in a better mood than you walked into it. And yeah, as far as the supporting characters, I mean, man, that dad, he just plays the best, like, he's dad, like, doesn't care about anything, just kind of in the background, like, yeah, okay, sure, nope, sounds about right. It's great.
I don't even think they gave him a script. They said, you know what you do on Stranger Things? Just do that.
Do that. Just
Yeah,
say,
exactly.
Wait, is he from Stranger Things? I don't think I realized that.
Yeah, he's Mike's dad from Stranger
Oh,
Things.
that totally makes sense now. Oh my gosh. Okay,
Yeah,
yes.
it's Joe
Okay.
Crest, and he was, I mean, they just couldn't cast that more perfectly. So
Yeah, same time period and
perfect.
everything.
Yeah, I just want to check into the chat real quick and say hi to Heartless. Eric, how are you doing tonight? And then it looks like we have Peter in there as well. Thank you guys for stopping by to chat tonight. All right, so let's continue. So yeah, so many great things to say about this movie. Just a little rehash. I mean, it's the Frankenstein story, right? But it's a love story too, because Frankenstein, that's a slightly more in-depth story. There we go. I was like, I had a synopsis pulled up and it collapsed on me again. Hallelujah. All right. So this is set in 1989 and we meet Lisa Swallows. She's a bit of an outcast because, she's the weird kid in school because she witnessed her mom murdered by an axe murderer. So, I mean, there's that too. Like, it brings in those campy 80 movies like Serial Mom. Mikey, you mentioned a movie that I felt this had strong vibes of, Warm Bodies. I had that vibe from when I first saw the trailer too. And then I couldn't remember the name of the movie and had to text my kids. Typical mom stuff. Her dad is remarried to someone. We don't meet Janet right away, but
Janet.
Her stepsister Taffy, and I have to say, I couldn't say enough good things about the actress Liza Soberino. She was amazing, but the
Great.
character was such a departure from the typical 80s stepsister because usually she's an adversary. What a great character, though, because she really had Lisa's back and she was such an ally and a friend to her. And I appreciated that, except, the one little twist we'll get to a little later. But, she was just such a friend to her and a really nice character. And really, that was her debut role. And you wouldn't know it, it was such a strong role. And
Oh,
just,
wow. Yeah, I wouldn't know
yeah,
that.
she was a fun character and just, she really played up the 80s really well. And I'm pretty sure she's younger than my kids. She was pretty young. So, just a fun character. We talked about the dad, Dale. I think they did a really strong job casting this movie. For you, Mikey, who was your favorite character in the movie?
It's a toss-up between Lisa and Taffy. I really, I mean, Catherine Hahn, I think, is just a really good comedic actress. I mean, she's just like every movie she's been in has been great so far. Liza Soberano is like a huge star in the Philippines.
Okay.
So I know I've heard of her. I know of her for a couple years now. She's kind of like the, I don't know what a big TV star would be here like these days, maybe. Anyways, she's pretty big. So when I saw her name pop up, I didn't even realize that she was in the movie, and I was like, wait a minute. And then I was like, oh, that's a nice surprise, you know? So that was pretty cool. I think the two of them, the sister dynamic between the two was great. Like you said, she was an ally to her, to Lisa, and like, that was really cool. Like, usually those two would be fighting against each other. Like, one would, she would be the mean one, like always teasing her, but here they were, she really wanted a sister, and I thought that was really cool that she was there for her and stuff like that for most of the, most of it. So I thought they were really great. I didn't really know, I mean, I know of Cole Sprouse, but I can't say that I'm like a big fan of his. I know who he is, and I know he's like very popular. So, but I didn't expect much from him, but yeah, it was okay. I mean, the two sisters were the best part.
Definitely. Rachel, how about for you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I like love Cole Sprouse. I think he's a funny actor, and I was impressed by his emoting and communicating without dialogue. He really didn't speak until the very end. And then I mean, Taffy is definitely up there with my favorites, just because, and you kind of already covered it in that she broke this stepsister trope, the biatch, and she's a cheerleader. She wasn't like a mean girl. A scene a little bit later, I'm sure we'll talk about. I Thought she did a great job telling her side of the story with, again, very few words, but all facial expressions.
Oh yes, that was the scene. I was like, oh, we took a turn here. Julie, how are your gummy worms and cottage cheese going?
Well, I did take the gummy worms off of the cut. I mean, I actually did try eating them together. It wasn't as bad as I thought, but I was like, I don't know if I could eat a whole thing like that. So we're just eating the gummy worms by themselves now.
That's fair. There'd probably have to be money on the line for me to do that, to be honest. I get you. So how about for you?
I like to try new things,
Yeah.
experiment,
That's
But
what
I
life's
will say,
about.
I actually don't hate cottage cheese. So yay. I'm actually like it. I think it's always been the texture for me that I didn't love, but now it's okay. And like people were saying, that's why I put it on toast. People were saying if you put it on toast, it balances out the texture. So it's like, yeah. Anywho, my favorite characters. Well, I really liked the main three. Like I love Taffy. Like I agree with all what you guys were saying about her, and I think she was a great actress. Like you were saying, Rachel, like emoting and just perfect, like, and yeah, and then breaking the tropes and like but she was such a perfect, like she was still very like shallow on the surface, but had this deep like love for like her sister and her family, that was cute. And then Catherine Newton, yeah, I've always liked her too. I loved her on Supernatural days, like when she was on Supernatural. So actually, like she kind of has transitioned from like a more dramatic actress to like a comedic actress, which I think is fun to watch as well. And then but yeah, I also am a big fan of Cole Sprouse, and I will pretty much repeat what Rachel said. Like it is like I'm an actor myself, so it is a challenge to not have any dialogue, to just be emoting and expressing herself completely without any words written. And I think he did a great job. So I enjoyed his characterization of that character too. So I think all three of them were really fun characters. Although I will say also, the actress that played Janet, like she, I can't pick, but like she's also fantastic because she made you hate her. Like I
Yeah.
hated her so much. Like it was like she was like the perfect like Karen, like so yeah, and those like all of those four, I would say.
So that's Carla Gugino, who I adore. And she was in The
Yeah.
Fall of the House of Usher. She's in all the Mike, I can't think of his name. He does all the Netflix, like Fall of the House of Usher stuff. This
Yeah,
the
I've seen
how
her
Harry
Mike
in most
Flanagan, I
things, I
think.
think.
Flanagan.
Flanagan, yeah. And there's this running joke with me and one of my cosplay friends. I always somehow end up like cosplaying her stepmom when we do certain things. And yeah, immediately after this, yeah, I'm gonna cosplay Janet and she's gonna cosplay Lisa. So it's inevitable that it's gonna happen again. I'm gonna do the nurse outfit. So it's gonna be good times.
Nice.
And yeah, and I would say only if you walk around saying, "Damn it, Janet," that's gonna have to be the rule for it. So yeah, so we've established Lisa, she's this awkward girl, she's in school, her mom was murdered, so everybody's got this morbid curiosity about her. Taffy tries to help her fit in and says, "Get in my tanning bed," because Taffy was what, Miss Hawaiian Tropic 89?
Something like that,
We were so naive then. I remember going, my friend worked at a tanning salon. We'd go tanning, and there was an unfortunate electrocution accident that left Lisa a little scrambled. So Taffy feels bad, takes her to a party where unfortunately Lisa is drugged and assaulted. So
yeah.
the 80s were a wild time, kids, wild time. This does not help Lisa fit in anymore. There's also a really weird lightning storm going on. And one thing we've learned about Lisa, she likes to hang out in this weird abandoned cemetery in the woods behind her house, because who doesn't?
A
She
true
did.
80s goth baby.
I mean, there was a really cool cemetery where I used to live, and we would go explore it just because there were graves that dated back. There were people born in the 1700s in it, so it was just cool to see. And she is particularly fond of this one grave with a bust of a very handsome young man who, by the way, I only really knew him from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, from my kids watching it. So I was like, oh, he's grown up nicely. Can I think he's cute now, or do I go to jail for that? I don't
is
understand.
31.
So, okay, he's younger. No, he's older than my kids. So yeah, that's still weird though.
Wait, is he 31? Okay, that actually makes me feel a little better. We were actually talking about this. Like, is it okay to like him? Like, you grew up
Yeah.
watching him on Suite Life of Zack and Cody a little bit too, and like,
He's
Can I
older
say he's
than
a handsome young man? Am I allowed to say that? Okay, good. That's all I want to know. And we know from the credit scene, which was beautifully done. I don't even know. Was that paper cut? Like, the credit scene was just visually stunning. And I don't think we could describe it to do it justice. But if you go see this movie for no other reason, go see it for the opening credits. Mm-hmm. And then one really interesting dream sequence she has after she's drugged, where she's wearing this beautiful Victorian Pabst blue ribbon dress. Just absolutely ridiculous. Lisa has a bit of an obsession with this gravestone, with this bust of this handsome young man who's long gone from this world. The night this whole assault and this party happens, there's a weird lightning storm. And a strange dead man shows up at her house. This is going to upset anybody, as it does, right? So here the movie takes a left turn, and we understand now why it's called Lisa Frankenstein. It's not her last name. Her last name is Swallows, which is an unfortunate last name to have to go through high school with. And, you know, so especially when you're the odd kid out. So here is where her life takes a turn, takes a twist, and she sort of embraces her weirdness and runs off with it. And I mean, the movie, just at this point, I was all in. I didn't care. I didn't care how weird it got, because I was here for it. So, you know, it's at this point you kind of see where the movie's going. It was pretty clear from the name. Rachel, for you, what did you think about, like, the pacing and the story and kind of how they told it? Because it was a short movie. It was less than 2 hours. But they still told the story so effectively with everything that they packed into this movie.
Yeah. I can be pretty critical about movies. And that is one of the things that I kind of get on movies' cases about is... that it was either predictable or didn't flow well. I thought the pacing was really good. It kept me engaged the whole time. I will say that it was entirely predictable, but that was not a bad thing. Like, I enjoyed that, actually, because I was sort of like, I think I know what's gonna happen here. And it's just that, you know? I liked the story, and I think the trailer did a good job of, like, not giving everything away, but still kind of telling you what to expect. And it did not feel super short, but it didn't feel super long either. Like, it wasn't like, wait, it's over already? Or, like, looking at my watch going, is it over already? So, yeah, I thought it was good, which is why it goes 4 out of 5.
Agreed, for sure. Mikey, how about for you?
You know, I felt like the pacing was really good. It was, like, spot on. It was not too short, not too long. It was predictable, but I feel like if you go back and watch a lot of those 80s movies that were kind of like that, they were exactly that. And I think that's kind of like, they knew they were going for that kind of feel for it. So it was kind of like, it wasn't, I didn't expect it to be, like, too complicated and to have, like, a lot of, long drawn out, like, plot points that just don't go anywhere. They actually, everything made sense. Everything worked the way it should work. A to B to C, and all connected properly. And even though it was predictable, throughout the movie, like, it makes, like, you feel good. You get into the story. So you feel for the characters, and you never go, I knew it was going to happen, because it's like you're already in, you're so invested in the characters, you're invested in the story, and you, even though you know where they're going to go, it's kind of like, I want to see it. Like, I got to see how this ends, because, you know, it's like they did a great job as far as everything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so, for sure. Julie, how about for you?
Yeah, I would agree with everyone. I think the pacing was good. Yeah, perfect for what it was. No notes. That's what I said. I was saying that the other day. No notes. No, but yeah, and as far as the predictability goes, in my eyes, there's like fun predictable, and there's, like, boring predictable. And this was definitely fun predictable. And, like, I mean, there was a couple things I didn't predict. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know, I'm not as good at predicting movies as some people are, but for the most part, yeah, like, there's some, definitely some, but you kind of wanted that out of this movie, because it was definitely, like, a throw to those 80s styles movies, like we were talking about. And, like, Yeah, and it's and it and if it's done right, that's kind of what the audience wants. You want to be right about things because it's just fun to like see if you're right, and then if it's played out really well, then that's the whole point. Like then that's enjoyable. So it's definitely a bit fun, predictable.
Yeah. And I think part of it too is, it's an underdog story. Lisa's the underdog, and we want to see her kind of triumph. And I love the predictability of, oh no, it's not only like an evil stepmom, she's a psych nurse and Lisa's crazy. And now
Yeah.
what she's gonna put her, it's always in '80s, it was like, you're gonna go to boarding school, you're gonna go to military school, you're in
Yeah.
the you're gonna go to the psych ward and get the grippy socks. And I'm like, oh, it just was
Grippy sock.
yeah, that she makes some comment about like special socks or fancy socks or something, and I was like,
Yeah.
oh, you're going on a grippy sock vacation, kid. Yep, you sure are. But but they did it in a way where it was funny but not being made fun of. And she was a very stereotypical 80s mom and stepmom, but Carly, I mean, she's such a fantastic actress, and she can I've always really liked her. But also, she's just finally now like actually starting to age, because I was convinced that she and Paul Rudd had some secret going on. I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know. But so I was actually kind of sad she was only in this movie a little and not in it more, because I do enjoy her a great deal. But I think she served her purpose also. So I just have said, when I am wearing that costume, no one's allowed to hit me with a sewing machine. So she did get what
Yes.
she had coming, because one of the things that the creature, as he is credited as, was asking Lisa to do is help him, because he's missing a hand. He is missing his tongue. At first, I thought maybe his lips were sewn together, which would have been way too easy a fix. He is missing his tongue, his hand,
His
and
ear
his ear,
here
and
and
he's
something
missing
else.
something else that we'll discuss later, which was the only the see I laughed loud enough that the lady in front of me turned around. But so he keeps asking Lisa right from the get-go to help him replace his stump of a hand and his ear. So he when Janet comes in and is telling Lisa she's going to the psych ward, she's going to be put in inpatient, he comes up behind her, hits her on the back of the head with a sewing machine. And if you sew at all, and have ever even like moved your sewing machine and pinched your finger against the table, those are heavy and they hurt. Kills her right there on Lisa's carpet. Thankfully, she was getting ready to head to a conference. How convenient, 80s movie. And so they're able to put that off for a couple of days. Now, my only thing is, would you guys have buried her in that cemetery knowing he just got reanimated in it? So,
That's a good question. I didn't even
I
think
was
about
like,
that.
hey
Well, he was the
guys,
only one that was reanimated, so it's kind of like
wait a minute.
you might be
That's
safe.
fair. That's fair. Maybe because
Yeah.
it hit his tombstone. So,
Yeah.
they start collecting these body parts. And what did you guys think of the very clever way that they used to, because Frankenstein's monster, he had to power the or harness the power of the lightning, just like it reanimated our creature here. They had to harness the power of Taffy's malfunctioning tanning bed to electrocute our buddy Cole, the creature here. What did you guys think of that twist? Like, I thought that was so clever.
Yeah, I liked it. It was definitely a creative way to figure out how to reanimate a dead guy, but in the 80s. Like, and she's not a scientist, so she can't like it's not her reanimating him, doing some fancy sciencey gizmo. The first part was just an accident, but then they figure out that they can use this machine to, put them back together, essentially.
Yeah, especially because they also kill her lab partner who
Right.
assaulted her at the party. So if good thing she wasn't a scientist.
And I love that they took his hand.
Yes.
That was very like poetic.
Yeah,
Well, and if you
agreed.
think about
Yeah.
it, and they took Janet's ear, and Janet never listened to her. So, yeah.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing with
You can tell I
that.
liked this
Yeah.
movie, because
Oh,
the more I think about it, I'm like, hey. So I will give them this. This movie's a lot deeper than I think anyone wants to think it is.
yeah.
And
That's how
I'll be
interesting.
honest, when you brought up, Julie, that Zelda Williams directed it, do you know how many times it took me hearing that, probably because I tuned it out, the podcast commercial that I kept hearing for it to click that, oh my God, that's Robin Williams's daughter. So,
Oh.
you know, was this her directorial debut? Like, I thought she did a great job.
It's her feature de directorial
Her
debut. She's
feature
done
debut.
like
Yeah,
shorts
I
and
feel like
music
she's
videos.
done a little bit before, but
Okay.
yeah, maybe this might be her feature debut, which is, yeah, great for her.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. Yeah, what were you gonna say, Mikey?
No, I thought she did a
Oh,
great
okay.
job in her first debut. Like it was
Yeah.
well directed. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure. I thought it she did a great job. It was a fun movie. Yeah, definitely. And the casting was so strong. And just the humor that was woven throughout. 'Cause I mean it had, let's face it, this had the potential to be a dumpster fire. It truly did. And I was on the fence until I actually saw it, 'cause I was like, So, you know, the we see Lisa go through this kind of transformation at the beginning of the movie. She's dressed real kind of mousy, shirt buttoned up to here. And by the end, she's Madonna in the Like a Virgin video, basically. Well, not by the end, but by the two-thirds of the way through. She's really clever, right? She uses a really great ruse to get her lab partner out to the woods, the cemetery. I think they're all kind of the same, right? It's those cemeteries out in the woods. Now I didn't think she was writing to him. They tricked me a few times in this, you know. They kept me on my toes.
I was hoping she was writing to him. So in my head, I was like, I bet this is a trick. This is a
I, you know, she, so she has this crush, and I forgot the guy's name because really, he was not that memorable out of all of the guy, you know, all the characters in the movie that stood out. I have, what was it? Oh, Michael, his, sorry, not, no offense. It wasn't his name. It was just, he was just so typical 80s guy, you know, he was just like a guy that was there, and she has this huge crush on him. His name is Michael, but every time she's talking to him, and he has this, was she his girlfriend? There's this goth chick hanging around him all the time, and
Yeah,
yeah, I
right.
never figured that out if they were together.
I didn't either. She wasn't very nice to Lisa at all. She wasn't very nice to anyone, really.
No.
Lisa conveniently also is a seamstress at the dry cleaners, by the way. So how handy is that for our creature friend? Because when he finds these errant body parts, finds them, he can have them sewn on by her. So she sews Janet's ear onto him. It's very obvious because it still has her diamond studs that she was apparently going to gift to Taffy. So yeah, this guy Michael and his goth girlfriend, they go into the dry cleaner where she works, and she just has this big crush on him. But except for that scene, I think every time she encounters Michael, Taffy appears and just kind of tells Lisa, no, I don't think he's the right guy for you. I don't think he's the right one. And Lisa's determined. But, you know, what do we see happening with Lisa and this creature, or at least on the creature side? The more time they spend together, he starts falling for her. So, you know, who was voting for the creature? I was
Voting for, what do you
for
mean?
him,
Like,
like
for her to end up with him?
I was pro creature, yeah,
Oh,
not
yeah,
pro
totally.
Michael.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
So it's,
Yeah.
yeah,
I mean, you could tell there
it's
was
like
something
one of
off
those
with that
forbidden
Michael
love
guy.
stories where like you want it to happen because, you know, like literally it was, everything was saying that it should happen, and like, you
Yeah.
know, the fact that she was like in love with him from the gravestone and stuff. You're like, come on,
Yeah, I was
like,
like,
this
why are
has
you
to work.
denying it? You practically willed him to be here.
Exactly.
So, now, Julie, you brought up some of the references, and I think Rachel, you did as well, that you saw to other 80s movies. What sort of things did you see woven throughout this besides the Rocky Horror reference we talked about? I tried to pick up on some of them, but I was just, you know, mourning my football game. So. There was a lot of good stuff, though. I mean, for me, it was more the 80s products I was picking up on. The gum, the hairspray, the
More of
rave
the
hairspray. I'm
feelings.
sure my lungs are still coated with that.
I I can't think of anything specific. It's like I'm drawing a blank as to I know that there were others, but the Damn It Janet one was like number one, just jumped out, and we commented about it, so that's why it was memorable.
I
But
think.
wow. Can you think of anything?
Well, I was gonna say, I think just like some of the tropes were throws to 80s movies,
Yeah.
like the dad, for instance, like the totally oblivious dad, like who's just like, yeah, sure, that's nice, you know, that's nice, honey, to like horrible things that are happening. He doesn't really understand, like doesn't really see what's going on. But also the neighbors, the scene with the neighbors, I feel like that's pulled straight from an 80s movie too, like. Where they're like, oh, you know that girl next door, and she's so weird, whatever. And this whole like scene is happening in front of them, and they're not paying attention like at all. I feel like that's definitely like I couldn't tell you the exact movie, but I'm just thinking of like maybe Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th, like things like that, where they had like oblivious. I feel like there was maybe scenes in some or something like that where there was oblivious neighbors. That just felt like it was maybe from, if not from one of those, then definitely from a campy horror movie from the 80s. But I think there, I mean, it was definitely from multiple movies. So definitely like a lot of the just like tropes and yeah, and the fact that her mom died from an axe murderer and like that felt very like 80s horror film. Because yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was like other specific lines that I can pull out, but definitely like tropes, I would say, and there were like little references.
Yeah, it's like nostalgic.
There were things peppered throughout where I was like, oh, that was, and then it would, the next funny thing would happen and it would zip out of my brain. Mikey.
Not that it's a monster movie, but Heather's is a big one that I felt like it like borrowed a lot from. It's
Oh,
even like.
yeah.
Like Lisa herself, like looked a lot like Winona Ryder in a lot of those movies, like Heathers and like in Beetlejuice and stuff like that. And like mentioned the neighbors, and I think that kind of made me think of there's an old Tom Hanks movie called The Burbs, where like the neighbors are like, oh, there's something up with these, you know, these neighbors of ours, you know. So I kind of like felt that. What else? Like stuff from like. Weird Science and like just a bunch of different like 80s movies.
Oh,
You could
yeah,
feel
definitely can see that.
a lot of the like especially Lisa, the way she looked. Like she looked like the typical 80s movie girl with the frizzy hair and like wearing the big black hat and like wearing the lacy dress. It's like, oh, this is like every girl from the 80s movies, you know? It's like but yeah, but I caught a lot of that. I don't think they specifically meant to reference a certain movie, except for the Damn It Janet part. But I think they just wanted to like get the feel for like the 80s movies, and they got it for me at least. I felt it, you know. So
Oh, for sure.
yeah.
Definitely. All right,
I mean,
that's
Rocky Horror Picture Show also had kind of like the creature too, Rocky, you know, so there's that as well.
That's
But
true.
yeah, I mean, there might be, I bet if you looked on the internet, there was like somebody probably did an analysis of like every little Easter egg in it or something. So we'll have to look
Probably.
that up
Oh, I'm
maybe.
sure. All right. So the creature does admit to Lisa. Now he's able to communicate, like you said, that he emotes so well. He really did a great job for her, because I haven't seen him in much since, you know, his Disney Channel days. But I know he has been in well, he and his does his brother still act as much? Because I feel like I hear
Actually,
more about
just
him.
recently started acting
Oh,
again,
okay.
apparently.
Okay.
So,
Because I feel like I heard more about him, about Cole, than I do about his brother. So, no, but I think, you know, he did such a great job being able to emote, and you know, he's able to tell her that the lightning got him back by just drawing a lightning bolt on her hand, and he's, you know, he's so good with her and tender with her. And it's like you see him falling in love with her, and he's, I guess he could hear her when she was at his grave, which is just, I'm like, wait, how? But you know, I think this is a movie where you can't ask questions like that. You just have to accept it.
Suspend
Just have to,
the
because you're already at the point where you know, so now Lisa is fully into, she's like, I'm gonna help this guy, I'm gonna help this creature, and in the meantime, I'm also gonna get my guy. I'm gonna help this guy, I'm gonna get my guy. So she's intending to do this by dressing up a certain way, doing her hair, doing her makeup, and you know, she's borrowing clothes from Taffy, and Taffy's like, really preoccupied because her mom's missing for some reason. And everyone else is distracted because there's a student missing from the school. So there's all these weird things happening in town now. So nobody's really paying attention to what Lisa's doing, and it's great. And her friend says a new hand, and he's got an ear, and it's really weird because when he gets close to her, bugs fall on her, and she doesn't seem to
mind. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was so gross. Because yeah, I can truck with just about anything, but centipedes.
Yeah. That
was. No, thank you.
So, I mean, she does hang out in cemeteries. So, like, there's bugs and centipedes and worms all over cemeteries. So, I feel like
I've hung out in cemeteries, like, walked around them. There's really not, unless you start digging. So,
well, okay. But she, like, sat down by some of the gravestones. Like, when I was younger, we used to go worm picking in cemeteries. Like, because they would come out at night in, like, in the dirt near the graves. And, like, my dad likes to go fishing, so he
took his worm picking. Okay, I was like, why
Sorry,
would we do this?
I should have prefaced with that, but yeah. No, okay. He likes to go fishing.
Okay.
So he thought it would be fun for us to catch our own worms to take fishing. And there's definitely a lot of worms that hang out in cemeteries and like bugs. But yeah, but they might be under rocks or in the dirt. And yeah, you wouldn't notice. But like I said, if she's sitting down at the gravestone in the dirt, like rubbing,
yes.
I don't know. That's just the way that's the way my brain works. That's where my brain went.
I don't think she's here. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't do well with a reanimated friend like that.
it does make sense though, because if, like, if you consider that, like, I just assumed that, like, he was rotting from the inside, he was still rotten,
yeah,
so that's why the bugs were still coming out. Like, also when she mentions, like, when he cries it smells bad.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So it's like, oh, so he's physically looking better, but the insides are still rotten, and so there's still bugs coming out. So it made sense.
She just keeps slamming the pillow over his face when he's crying.
Yeah.
What'd she say? It smells like a hot garbage or
a hot toilet. Burning garbage or
wrapped in a diaper or something like that. Or
yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's that was a very, very descriptive phrase.
And she put the pillow on him, so the pillow's gonna have the smell now.
I know.
It's all right, Janet's not gonna notice after too long. It's totally fine. Oh, that lady. Yeah, that was something else. No, that was really, it was really funny when she was doing it, because it's like Lisa is many things, but she is not subtle.
No.
No. And she has no tact either. So I didn't, in that, when I was in high school, I was like, I can identify with you, lady. So no, it was, it's, you know, she's moving along, she's getting more bold, she's ready to go get her man, she's helping her guy. She's obviously bold because now she's been an accessory to murder of her stepmother. She's been an accessory to murder of her assaulter, which, you know, can't really, you know, he did a bad thing. His hand got put to a good use. Now, I did see the one thing they didn't address is, you know, he was missing part of his tongue too. I was not looking forward to that, but thankfully they kind of glossed over that one. I guess maybe it just kind of regenerated with all the tanning bed sessions they had.
Yeah,
but they go to find, she's ready to take her guy. She heads over to Michael's house. She's dressed up. She's ready. She's going to go get her guy. She gets over there and Taffy's car is nearby.
Mm-hmm.
She goes inside. Now, nobody apparently locks their doors. I'm not quite sure exactly where they were, but she just walks right into a very 80s house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the 80s.
It was the 80s.
Maybe it's because I grew up in San Bernardino, but we did lock our houses. So. But so she goes inside. She's going up the stairs and she hears some familiar voices and bursts into Michael's bedroom. And there's Michael and Taffy in bed, which I will be honest, I figured out about the second time Taffy told her that he was no good for her. I was like, oh, that's because you're hitting that.
Yep.
So, come on, what cheerleader doesn't like the bad literary boy? Because he wasn't really a bad boy. He was like, he edited the yearbook or whatever. That's not really bad.
Right.
It's kind of nerdy, but I love it. So they're in bed and Lisa doesn't take this very well.
Nope.
Now, I'm not sure where was her. I kind of blacked out at this part because I don't like horror like you were saying, Rachel. and I don't like gore. And I sort of watched the corner of the screen because I had a moment of panic that this was going to turn into a gore fest. So it didn't exactly not turn into a gore fest, to be honest, but it was one of the funnier scenes also because of the shadow, the most ridiculous shadow I've ever seen in my lifetime. Did she have the axe or was the creature there? Because I blanked.
So I think he heard her yelling and freaking
Because
out,
he
like she
was
wasn't.
driving Janet's car. Very, very, very slowly. Okay, that's right. So he had the axe because he actually did the cutting. Because the creature was missing one important piece of his anatomy. And Michael, I can understand if that was an uncomfortable scene for you. Because he was like,
It was pretty bad.
yeah. So our poor gentleman friend, so when a body's decomposing, the little creatures that prey on us go for the soft parts first.
I
Our
was kind
gentleman
of
friend
wondering.
had no genitals.
I did not even think about that. If that's good
I
to
did. I was like, why is that missing?
I listen to a lot of true crime. So if you need to know about bodies decomposing, hit me up. No, please don't. It's gross. So
Male bits,
he
male
needs the male
bits.
parts. Yes. Oh, Julie, we're going to let you talk about this. And Eric has redeemed. You're so punny. So have at it.
For me?
Yes, specifically for
Oh
you.
boy. Okay. That's actually the first time that I've gotten to do one of those, but now I have to think about it a minute. We're
Okay.
gonna talk and hopefully one will come to me.
Yeah, so creatures come
I feel like I have it in my hands here with this scene, but I'm just not coming.
Oh, do you?
maybe. See what you did there. Oh gosh. This was a very funny scene. I mean, and it wasn't as gory as I was expecting it to be. Like, but it did, yeah, it had some blood and there was, but not like it wasn't like, there's definitely been movies in this style that were a lot more gory. So like I was also grateful for that. Although like I don't mind it if it's funny, but like there is a point where you're just like, ooh, ugh, but gosh, now I can't think of anything. It was a little hard for him to have his relations with Lisa without, without that. So does that work as a pun? I'm so sorry,
I'll
Eric.
take
That was
it.
probably terrible, but
I think you rose to the occasion. It's fine. yeah,
Anyway, but yeah, so it was definitely. Well, what's funny is I actually didn't see, I wasn't as keen, like as up on it as thinking that he was with Taffy. But there was times when I was like, well, especially for me, I think I'm starting to suspect something when Taffy was saying like, oh, he's not cute and he's not like good. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's very attractive. Like, why now? So that was my thing, maybe when I started to suspect. But yeah, I think that scene was very well executed, and we were talking about earlier how Taffy's reactions were just like perfect, like just her shock and her just like, oh my God, yeah, it was great.
It was, and it was funny because for as very little gore as is in this movie, Taffy in the aftermath looked like she walked straight out of High Tension or The Hills Have Eyes or something. She was just smeared in gore. I was like, oh. But we have to talk about the funniest little teeny scene in the movie, and that is when Michael is separated from his little Michael and it goes flying through the air and the shadow on the wall. I was going to slide out of my seat. I don't know why it struck me as so funny because the scene, they're screaming and they're being murdered, or he is, and poor Taffy is like having a mental breakdown because of what she's witnessing. And here goes his sausage and bits flying through the air. And you see the shadow on the wall, and I'm like, so ridiculous. But that was the beauty of the movie, is it kept it from getting too dark by just injecting a little bit of humor into it when it
Yeah,
needed to.
I
And
agree.
yeah, and then he picks it up and wraps it in something and puts it in his pocket. And then they go,
Yep.
and then when she doesn't know he's done that, and so then later the creature shows it to her and wants her to sew it on, and she's like, "What? No." So
That was a
it
funny
just was,
scene too, because I
yeah.
can't remember what the
Yeah.
music was in the background, but it was like sort
Oh.
of like starting to get a little sexy, I think. And like
Yeah.
she's like bent down, and he's like standing up, and she's like,
Exactly.
I was
He
like,
was
again, very
standing cleverly
that he knows.
put
He was
together. Like,
standing the
there's
way.
just,
No, go ahead.
yeah.
No, I was just, yeah, there's just so many cleverly put together, like clever little transitions, little like editing bits and stuff that like were just so well done.
Yeah, for
He
sure.
was standing the way men stand when they're getting their inseam measured for a suit, basically.
Yeah, kind of,
So
yeah.
Oh, that's not the reference, or that's not the thing I thought it looked like.
oh.
I don't remember the song either, but this did have a great soundtrack, because anything that starts with "When in the Promise" by When in Rome, I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate one-hit wonder. Heck yeah! I was like, okay, you won me over, movie, and you've been on for 3 minutes. Let's go. It's a great soundtrack. Was one of those songs though sung by JoJo Siwa? Because I was
No,
like,
JoJo, like
oh, okay.
JoJo, like get out right
Okay.
now. It's the end of that JoJo who hasn't had a hit in a while but is now coming back. Different
I
JoJo.
glanced up and I just saw the JoJo part, and I looked again and it had passed by, and I'm like, oh, please no, please no. Okay,
Yeah,
good, good.
you
Thank
guys all
you.
remember that song, Get
Yeah.
Out Right Now? Like she was a one-hit wonder for a minute, and but she's coming
Yeah.
back now. She's actually making some new music. So I'm like, all
Good.
right.
Good. Because that was
Yeah.
a great cover. That was a great cover. No, this movie
Yeah,
just
I
really
agree.
was, yeah, fabulous take back. So now, unfortunately, because Lisa is terribly unsubtle, her little house of cards is falling down around her. They have found her lab partner's body. They have found her stepmom's body, because they quickly figured out she's not at this nursing conference. And everyone is on to her. So what is the solution? The tanning bed. So they've given the creature all of the electricity he needs to be fully functional,
Really sexy.
and they have their sexy time with his now new member of his body. And I don't know what we can say on here, so I'm just trying to keep it as technical as I can. I'm in healthcare, I can keep this very clinical. So they have their moment, and it rocks Lisa's world, and she knows she made the right decision. She's in love with her creature, but the world is crashing in on them because they did some bad things to get him whole again. And so they make the decision that they've got to cover it up with an electrical fire from the tanning bed, like you do. So classic Shakespearean tragic ending. I don't know. I was just like sitting there going, well, of course this is how we're gonna end this. So what did you guys think of that ending? Rachel, I'll start with you.
Well, I mean, I figured that something like that was going to occur, that I mean, I didn't foresee her going to like jail. And I was like, what's the most like campy horror way that this can end? And I was like, ooh, sort of like she dies and comes back kind of situation. Perfect match, you know? So I kind of saw where it was going, one step ahead. But I liked it. I thought it was cute and sweet, kind of. I mean, they just murdered some people, but
Well, yeah.
sweet
I mean, Mikey,
enough.
sweet enough, yeah. Mikey, how about for you?
Yeah, the ending makes sense. I like to point out though that she never actually murdered anybody.
It's
She was
true.
an accomplice, but he did all the killing. So if anything, but again, you can't arrest him because he's dead, so you can't do anything to him. So she had to take the fall
That's
for
true.
that, for the crimes. I figured it was going to go this way just because, 80s movies is kind of like, and definitely was, I got the Romeo and Juliet vibes to it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that I was wondering like what would happen to her, like what she would look like after the electrocution. And she looked like the Bride of Frankenstein in the old movies, with covered in the bandages and stuff. I thought that was really a really cool like nod to that and the whole Frankenstein thing. But
Yeah.
yeah, so I mean, the ending, I thought it was perfect. It was the way this movie should have ended that way, because there's no way it would work if she was in jail. Like, what's the point? It's like,
Right.
I don't know. And they can't go on the run. Like, so that was fine. I thought it was odd though that her dad basically lost both of his wives to were both murdered, and his daughter just died. And
He's
like, he's
scared.
at the grave, is kind of like, well,
Yeah.
like
What's going to
poor
happen
guy.
now?
Like, he both his wives were murdered, and like, oh my gosh, and his daughter. Anyways, but yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it was good.
How
Yeah,
about
they
for you,
didn't seem to
Julie?
like blame like her either.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
she still like she had a rosary, her sister's rosary, and was, like
Yeah.
there to be there for her sister after her death. But she didn't feel like she held any animosity
Yeah,
for
it's almost like she understood. Like, she understood why she did it, you know? Oh.
She did say when she was talking to either the police or the hotel about her mom when she was describing her, and she goes, "Yeah, she's a bitch." So,
Yeah.
I think she was very well aware of how her mom was. I mean, not that that
Yeah.
means her
But I
mom
mean,
deserved to
murder. I mean,
die,
yeah.
but you can kind of understand. 80s moms are a different breed, I have to admit. So, I feel bad for Taffy. I'm like, Taffy, you're stuck with Dale there. I'm so sorry. So what'd you
So
think of the
yeah,
ending?
you were saying like how I feel about the ending. So yeah, I agree with what y'all were saying. I mean, I really don't see any other way it could have ended. Like honestly, like I mean, there was a moment when I was like, how they have this moment where she's learning that he knew how to play the piano and all of this stuff, and she was like, "Oh, you had a whole life." And then he looked at her like, "You have a whole life too." So there was this moment where I thought like maybe they would figure something out where like she could go on and like live her life. Definitely they would have had to like run off together, like you were saying. I mean, I know you said that couldn't happen. I don't know. I feel like it could have happened, but I feel like the way that the rest of this movie went, like it had to kind of end in this poetic like way, especially because like they're parodying Frankenstein. Frankenstein ended in a tragic way as well.
Yes.
Like they kind of have to have this, but it's like bittersweet because then she comes back to life at the end, so it's fine. They're all and I and the little note where it's like death is only temporary. It's like so it kept its camp and like, but still had its little like kind of tragic, bittersweet moment of like, yeah, well these are the like kind of star-crossed lovers, like you said, Romeo and Juliet-esque. Like, there's no other way this can end. She's kind of, yeah. So, but yeah, I liked it. I think it was a good ending.
So right before we get to see the creature, because he doesn't ever really get a name, reading to bandaged up Lisa, and when Taffy and Dale are standing
Yeah.
at her grave, and Taffy sees something that kind of concerns her, and she's standing down. After they walk away, we do see that someone has etched into Lisa's tombstone at the bottom in very old script, "Beloved wife." So clearly, they intend to be together forever. So,
Yeah,
she
and the
found her guy.
gummy ring
Yes, the peach
rings.
rings.
Yeah.
Yes, I endorse that as a wedding jewelry. Those are my favorite gummy candies, so it's perfect. I would say yes, absolutely. Well, you guys, this has been wonderful. I enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed discussing this movie with you all. I definitely enjoyed this movie way more than the one I watched right after it, let me tell you. So, we've already reviewed that one, however. So, but Mikey, Rachel, Julie, any last thoughts on this movie tonight? Just everyone should go see it. Yeah,
Yeah,
watch it. I have
everyone
to
should.
see
I
it.
agree. Everyone should go see it. Support like a smaller. I mean, it's not small, but I feel like it's more of like it's not a blockbuster. I mean, it
No.
got a lot
Yeah.
of attention.
though, so that's good. But
Yeah.
yeah, definitely support these like smaller films and these fun, like kind of, different, like quirky films, definitely.
Yeah, definitely look out for Zelda Williams. I think she's going to be a big director coming up.
Absolutely.
If you like this movie, I think go back and watch some of the old 80s movies like Heathers and like,
Yes.
Monster Squad and stuff like that. Like a lot of those 80s movies, like really, like that's where this gets a lot of its inspiration from. And then also watch the old Frankenstein movies because you catch little things
Yes.
because like the Bride of Frankenstein thing. Bride of Frankenstein thing at the end was like, oh, that was cool, you know? Like
Yeah.
it kind of cool to see the how they blended everything together. So, yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Want to have an 80s party. That's what my takeaway was. I was like, ooh, that's what Halloween is going to be.
Oh, the
Also,
costumes.
yeah, the costumes in this were incredible. And
I
actually,
know.
Jennifer, you were saying you wanted to cosplay. Like me and Rachel were talking about cosplay. Like she wants to do the Bride of Frankenstein from the black and white sequence like
Fun.
dress. And I want to do like one of her 80s, like the plaid outfit or something like that, or the black one at the end. Like it'd be so
Fun.
fun.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, you're already halfway ready for it. You've got your 80s look going on.
Yeah.
You look amazing. Mikey, where
Thank
can
you.
everybody find you?
Gripsy47 on all socials, and that's it. Yeah.
Great. And Rachel, how about you? If you want to be found.
Yeah, currently on Instagram as Swendy Does Stuff. I just go and do stuff and take photos. That's the idea, at least.
I love it. And Julie, how about you?
I'm on Instagram at J Raylan. That's JRAELYN. And I'm on the clock app, the TikTok, at J Ray Lady, JRAELADY. Those are my primaries.
Awesome. You guys have been a wonderful panel tonight, and I have been your host, Jennifer. You can find me on Instagram, do underscore as underscore Peggy says, and you can follow the adventures of my cosplay group, the West Coast Avengers. We are at California Avengers, gearing up for a fun season of visiting kids in the hospital. This has
Aww.
been our discussion of Lisa Frankenstein. Tune in Monday for a discussion of Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. And don't forget to subscribe to all platforms at Nom Talk Network and be sure to join our Discord to keep the conversation going. Monday, I already said that part. It's that dang fake Bartles and James. Everybody have a great night. Thank you for joining us in chat, and you have a nomerific day. Thank you.